Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
If you have little people around, maybe this next segment is not for them. Or if you are one of those people of a sensitive nature, because I have an Irish porn star in studio who recently featured on Channel 4 show called My Massive Cockle-Doodle-Doo, abbreviated, let's just say, and claims to have Ireland's biggest penis. Andy Lee is in studio. Good morning.
How are you, Jennifer?
How are you?
I'm absolutely fantastic.
It's great to meet you.
It's great to meet you too.
And have you in studio. Okay, let's get to it. Did you always know you were above average in that department?
As a teenager, yeah. My friends told me. In the gym, changing rooms and stuff, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so you knew you were above average. And what was life like growing up?
Pretty rough. You know, I come from a rough part of Dublin, Sherry Street. Mm-hmm. Grew up with a single mum, six kids. I'm the oldest. And it was pretty rough. Never had any money, you know. So yeah, that was it. And then when I was 18, I got out of the country, moved to Australia. Lived out there for a few years, and then visa ran out, moved to London, and I've been in London ever since.
Okay, so that was early life.
Yeah.
Work-wise, what did you do in Australia? Were you like working in bars and you were working as a plumber?
Yeah.
Did you make great money as a plumber?
Yeah, but now I do a different type of plumbing.
You do a different type of plumber. We're going to get to that. How did you initially start working in porn? How did that happen?
I was in the gym, and a South African lad at the gym saw me in the changing rooms, and he's like, Jesus, that's some boy I knew. And then he's like, would you be ever interested in making some money doing some porn? I was like, definitely. So I got £600, my first solo video for a gay porn website. And I couldn't believe how easy it was. They called me back the next day, and they called me back the next day, and I was £1,800 in a few days. And I was like, this is amazing. And then I didn't realise, like, this skinny Catholic boy from Ireland at the time, with this big cock-a-doodle-doo, would do so well. And yeah.
14 years you're in the industry.
Yeah.
Would you say you're Ireland's most famous porn
Definitely,
star?
Yeah.
It's incredible what you've achieved. You do all different types of porn, don't you?
Every single, yeah.
You don't, like, it doesn't matter to you?
Doesn't matter. $20 is $20 to me.
Okay. But would you say you're a heterosexual man?
Yeah, I'm attracted to females. I don't put a sexuality on me.
Oh,
I don't believe
you.
In it. So, but I'm attracted to females.
You became very big very quickly on social media.
Yeah.
Were you surprised by that?
Yeah, because initially I didn't realise it was going to blow up as quick, and it did, and I just rode the wave, you know.
You just kept taking
the
jobs.
Now I take advantage, yeah. And now I'm my own producer, own cameraman, everything. I edit my own videos, I do everything, and it's grown really fast.
Can we go back to when you first started, Andy?
Yeah.
Because in this industry, like in any other part of the entertainment industry, there's agents.
Yeah.
There's help. Do you know what I mean? Did anybody help you navigate that world when you started out, or did you kind of have to learn?
No, so I had lots of people trying to help me, but back then I was trying to hide it from everybody because I was still plumbing, and I still a lot of people. My family didn't know until the last few months. You know, so I sort of hid it from everybody. And then when COVID hit, my history came up. Someone on the internet saw me and told my boss some work, and they let me go that day. So then I got had to focus on it straight away, and it became my career then.
Why did they fire you?
Because they sort of, I think it was the gay stuff. You know, I think my boss didn't like the gay stuff. So I think I could be wrong. I don't know, but he didn't have a problem with me doing stuff with girls in the office and stuff like that at Christmas parties. Yeah, you know.
Let's talk about the job itself for a second, okay? How much prep goes in or rehearsal? Do you know what you're going to be doing? How does that all work?
So I come up with the ideas, or me and another performer, whoever's in the video is going to come up with the idea between us. Then we'll speak about boundaries.
Okay.
Then everybody has to go get tested. So everyone has to go to a place in London called Dean Street, and you go get tested and fully tested by a doctor. Once your certs come back all good, then you're ready to go. Then we film whatever scene that we planned. And yeah. But majority of the stuff I do now is the taxi stuff. So in
the taxi. So
the London
that?
Black taxi, like
didn't,
the fake taxi stuff.
Didn't something happen in Paris?
About 2 weeks ago, I drove over to Paris with two girls, and we filmed a porno at the Eiffel Tower, and the police caught us and they kicked us out of the country that day.
Yeah, I wouldn't think the French would be too mad about that going on in taxis.
That's what I thought. Let me tell you, they weren't very happy. All I could understand was like disgusting. You know, that's what they were saying. And they were like, no, you turn around and go home now. So I literally drove 8 hours to Paris, done a U-turn after about an hour there and drove back. And it made me delete the video as well.
Oh, that, what a waste.
Oh, no.
What a waste. So this is your full-time gig. In an industry like this, do you feel financially secure, or do you feel that I have to make hay while the sun shines, you know?
Yeah, so obviously I still have to make hay while the sun shines, but I am financially sure now because I invest all my money I can.
Okay.
So I don't blow it on fancy. Like, I do have a nice car and stuff, but I don't blow on fancy things and like that. I work hard. I work every single day.
Such an Irish mammy thing. Are you saving your money?
I'm saving.
Are you
me
putting
money.
It away? well, that's good to hear that you feel financially secure now. Do you think you'll ever stop?
Never.
Ever?
Never ever. I'm going to be like Hugh Hefner. I never want to stop till I die. I love it. I absolutely love it. I don't get why people have such a big issue with it. People say, "Oh, that's disgusting," but they're working on a building site 12 hours a day for £120 or euros.
Listen. I think once it's consensual, we do sex therapy on the show every single week here. We talk about porn an awful lot. And it's, I think Irish people are coming around to it once it's consensual, it's ethical. I mean, just I got a little bit of comfort in the way that you proceed with a show or a video that is consensual. You discuss, you all get tested. My next question is, does she get paid the same as you?
So a lot of the time now what we do is content share. So we film a video, everybody owns the video, who's in the video.
Gotcha.
And then you do what you want with the video. So it's up to you to market it and sell it the best way you can.
Okay. Do you think OnlyFans has opened the door for
Definitely.
A lot of this stuff? And do you think that's a positive thing or a negative thing?
1,000,000% positive thing. I've done mainstream porn for a long time and it would be like, you'll get paid 600 or something like that, whatever it was per video. And then that's out there forever. They're continuously making money in your name. And obviously it built my image up over the years because that's what I've done for a long time.
Yeah.
And it paved the way. It gave me the experience to know how to film and what way to film, know what people like and stuff. So
can we talk about your romantic relationships for a second?
We can talk about anything.
Andy, has this had an effect on you, you know, having relationships with men, women, whatever? I mean, do you disclose what you do? Have they run a mile? Are they into it? How's it been for you?
So obviously, over the years, I hid it from everybody, so I didn't tell anybody, and it has broken relationships, definitely. Nowadays, I'm happy just living the life I'm living. So I'm not looking for a relationship. I don't like the drama from relationships. I'll be into an open relationship if the person wants to be in an open relationship. I'm all about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to get tied down to anyone because it's going to stop me from doing what I do. I love what I do. I love sex.
Yeah.
So.
And there's no shame in saying that.
No, none at all.
Would you be nervous saying something like that on Irish radio, but in the UK you'd feel more free to
Definitely.
Talk? Really?
Yeah, UK is so much more easygoing than Irish. The only grief I get, I don't actually get grief to my face. Only grief that my family gets or and like that is from Ireland.
Really?
Yeah, very close-minded. Very, very close-minded.
Do you think that needs to change?
Definitely.
So I take it you're not in a relationship at the moment. Okay. What? Tell me about the Channel 4 show. What was that like?
That was actually really good, to be honest. It was the first ever TV show I ever accepted. I've been asked to do like dating shows over the years and stuff like that. And I never wanted to put myself out there. And then this one was my massive cock. So I said, that'll do me.
So this is me.
What can people slag me off over? You know what I mean? Oh my God, that's disgusting what he does. Yeah, but
just look at my bank balance. You on the show, you had a threesome with Bonnie and Tommy.
Tommy,
it wasn't shown. Is this a normal thing people have, like couples might approach you about?
Yeah, very regular. I love it. It's my favourite type. I love group stuff. It's my absolute favourite type. It's great fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And does the other, let's say the other fella with, you know,
Tommy?
Yeah. Would they be, how would they feel about doing that with you if you are, you know, allegedly have the biggest penis in the country?
So
how'd you make them feel?
Particularly that company, those two people, Bonnie and Tommy. Bonnie is a size queen, so she wants bigger and better.
Okay.
So she loved it. And, yeah, I've stayed friends with them. I was only with them yesterday.
For an L coffee?
Yeah.
Lovely. Isn't
so,
great?
Really cool.
Just keeping in touch. What did you think of the other men in the show who were upset by having a big one?
I didn't understand that. Like, why would you be upset? Like, I can understand. Obviously, there is some negatives. There's definitely some negatives. But who cares? You're giving what you're given. Take advantage of it. You know, I love it. Best thing that's ever happened to me.
And what were some of the reasons of how it negatively affected these people?
Obviously it was hurting their partners. Okay. And like, for example, I got two videos taken down off my TikTok and Instagram the other day. Just snippets from the newspaper articles. And it was just because I could see the shape through my trousers and stuff like that. And I can't post that and wear tight clothes or anything like that. All I get taken down every time.
Okay.
But girls can post bikinis and all this. So,
what does the future look like for you now? What does the future hold for Andy Lee?
I'm in the process now of opening my own porn studio. Okay. Called Team Andy. And I'm going to teach people, train people how to do their social media and OnlyFans. And the Team Andy is my big thing. So Andy Lee XXX is my brand. But Team Andy is my new thing where I help people coming into the industry so they don't get abused. Because that's a big thing. People come into the industry and they get abused by bigger companies and stuff like that. Take advantage of them and use them. So
you were saying there earlier on, like, you, when you first came into the industry, you were doing these videos and getting a once-off payment, and then these companies are still making money off it today.
Of course,
whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's well, that's great that you're doing that and helping people. How are you doing? I mean, does doing a job like that, does it affect your mental health? Does it take a toll
Definitely.
On you sometimes, you know?
So especially with the So what happens is you get a spike. Everybody gets a spike in followers and money and whatever. And then a lot of the time, I'll use me for an example. A few months ago, about 6 months ago, I had a bit of a breakdown just because I was under so much pressure to do more that I wasn't comfortable with. But because I seen my numbers dropping and stuff like that, I felt like I had to.
Yeah.
And then I struggled with it mentally. And a lot of people I meet in the industry struggles mentally with it, especially the new people, because they think they're going to be rich straight away. But if they don't, you know, it's not as simple as that.
How do you mind yourself?
How do I what?
How do you mind yourself mentally? I mean, is it talking to other people in the industry? Do you go get help? Do you talk to your family?
My friends are the most important people to me. My close friends around me, yeah. They've been friends all my life. They're the only people around me at the moment, and they know everything about me. And the other people in the sex industry, like, I'm in WhatsApp groups and stuff. They're the best because you just tell them your problems, tell them what issues you have, and they understand. So we help between us. And that's what the Team Andy new thing is going to be all about.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
So it obviously sounds needed. How's your relationship with your family?
It's okay. It's okay. They know me. They know what I'm like. It's the doing stuff with guys. They have a problem with it. Okay. You know, not all of them, just some of them. But
well, that's their own homophobia or whatever that is. I mean, it's
not even homophobia. Like, I'm not in relation, but it doesn't matter. Like,
it doesn't matter. Exactly. I always,
my big thing these days, what I've learned over the years is, what is sexuality? What is sexuality for? There's no reason for sexuality. You like what you like. You know, that's your business. I like what I like. Nobody's version of sexuality is the same. Like, you tell me what straight is and I'll tell you what straight is, and they may not be the same. So I don't believe in sexuality anymore. I'm just me.
And you keep being you,
I'm
Andy
just
Lee.
Keep being me.
Andy Lee, it was lovely to have you into the studio.
It was great to be in with you, Jennifer.
Lovely to have you and finally meet you. That was Andy Lee. If people want to follow you, where can they go?
On Twitter, I'm Andy Lee XXX. And on Instagram, I'm Do It Like Andy.
Do It Like Andy. What a handle. You'll never forget. And I'll never forget you. Thanks, Andy.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.